USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Texas National Guard is disputing reports that one of their members drowned in the Rio Grande. Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez of Texas sharing his reaction.
Reports that I've been told is, you know, he removed his, or he or she removed their armor before jumping in to save a woman migrant that has since been saved, but this guardsman is missing.
In a statement, the guard confirming the guardsman went missing during what they called a mission-related incident. They say the soldier has not been found and reports of a drowning are inaccurate. The United States is hoping to establish a long-term solution with other world powers to help fund Ukraine's war with Russia. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying the United States is continuing to send defense support, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The Attorney General is announcing charges against a former Central American president.
After 3 months since leaving office, Honduras President Juan Orlando Hernandez was extradited to the United States on Thursday to face drug trafficking and weapons charges. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Hernandez abused his position as president of Honduras from 2014 through 2022 to operate the country as a narco state. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The only Hispanic woman on Texas death row is set to be executed next week. Governor Greg Abbott saying he's not received a report from the Board of Pardons and Paroles on Melissa Lucio's case, which is a requirement before he takes action.
When I receive that, I'll consider it and take whatever action I think is appropriate.
Meanwhile, Texas executed its oldest death row inmate by lethal injection Thursday night. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The body pillow $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Florida's governor has signed a bill stripping Disney World of its special status. With the stroke of a pen by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, Disney World is no longer a self-governing body and is stripped of its special tax status. Tim Tebow is a two-time national champion, Heisman Trophy winner, first-round NFL draft pick, and former professional baseball player. Tebow is also the author of 4 New York Times bestsellers, including Shaken, This Is the Day, and the children's book Bronco and Friends, A Party to Remember. Tebow also has a new book out titled Mission Possible. Go create a life that counts. I had a chance to catch up with the former NFL and Major League Baseball player and ask him what he's hoping people take away from his latest book.
You know, encourage people that that their mission is possible. And it's actually called Mission Possible because we don't want it to feel impossible for them. We don't want it to feel like a Tom Cruise stunt that's super hard. If we wanted to encourage them that purpose, meaning, significance, and worth are all things that they're able to do, and possible means to be able.
The Tampa Bay Lightning will be at the White House on Monday to celebrate winning back-to-back Stanley Cup championships. The hockey franchise is about to begin its push for a third straight title, as a spot in the postseason has already been booked. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.